not a serious attempt to either remove Donald Trump during his tenure or to ban him from office in his retirement. It's like a public shaming, like the Communist Party used to make people wear dunce caps. That's what it's intended for. And so are the public confessionals. And somebody is fired from the New York Times for a thought crime 30 years ago or indiscreet expressions, and they have to have this effusive apology. I didn't know what I'm doing. I was ignorant. I wasn't properly advised. I didn't have the training that I have now. I want to apologize to marginalized people. The vocabulary is even reminiscent of the Soviet or Chinese system. We say these same words, privilege. Now we have a new one, unearned privilege. We come up with a sloganeering. One of the most dangerous that appeared in the last 6 weeks from the left and the left-wing media is, it's not about free speech, it's about free reach. And they said, we're not trying to cancel people's First Amendment rights by barring them from Facebook or Twitter or from universities. We're just saying that you don't have an inherent constitutional right to use a platform that you don't own.